Roger Rashid, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. Now, this French Open, ready to start. And, well, I guess the big boom player in the last, several months, Carlos Alcaraz, the young Spanish player. Is it too soon for him, Roger? What are you expecting for him at this tournament? And I see that Djokovic, Alcaraz and Nadal have all landed in the same half of the draw as well.
Yeah, look, it's an exceptional major championship, the French Open, because it's on clay, so it's physical, mental. There's so many more elements that there's a different way that you've got to play tennis and types of shots that you hit on a clay court to get rewarded. So, and this young man you're talking about, Carlos Alcaraz, who's coached by Juan Carlos Ferrero. So Ferrero's he's been number one player in the world from Spain, and great work ethic. And, you know, he's just got a game where he's prepared to step out on a major court against the big players and stick his chest out and throw everything at them, and has not hesitated any time he's been on a court with the guys. And his winner in Madrid, I mean, to beat Rafa in Madrid as he did, and then go on and continually win that tournament, defeating Novak in the next match, then beating Zverev. I mean, that is an extraordinary run to win a Masters 1000. So at 19 years of age, there's energy, enthusiasm, and a willingness to actually play big tennis at the big moments. And so, yeah, he's in that top half where Novak, Rafa and himself, they're the three key favourites going in. You wouldn't think a 19-year-old is a favourite with the other guys, but Novak was in great form winning in Rome. And then Rafa's probably had a bit of an up-and-down clay court season. It hasn't been his traditional clay court season, there's no doubt about that. But when you've won 13 times here at Roland Garros, anything, you wouldn't put anything past Novak. But I'm looking forward to that. That's a quarterfinals matchup. We don't normally get two of the all-time greats meeting each other in the quarterfinals of a major.
Roger, is Nadal fit? I feel like the last couple of tournaments, he probably hasn't been at his best, but even some of his comments, he's had a few niggles. And where's his body at, do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, Clark? He's one that carries little niggles quite well. You know, they're actually do play well with it. You know, they can hold injuries and actually play through as you would know. And then there are others that don't actually deal with it at all well. That's one to do that. I think now he's definitely carrying some form of foot injury. But I've had my guys on the ground that I've spoken to in Paris who have actually been watching Rafa live on court. He trained to almost a packed stadium the other day, a couple of days ago, but they said he's moving pretty well. And it's interesting, once you get into a major, as you know, and the adrenaline's different, you've been there and you've won it 13 times, so it was a ridiculous number. It's amazing how you can just go to work, and Rafa's been one of those people that's been able to push things aside and just go to work when it's mattered the most. And I think there was more Masons going through the clay court season more than anything, knowing that if you could win one title through this whole clay court season, this would be the one he'd want.
Rog, with those guys being on the same side of the draw, it must open itself up for someone on the other side. Who's best placed to take advantage of that?
It does. Medvedev's coming, he's playing his first major. He missed a bit of tennis through injury, and he's the second best player in the world. He was number one. He toppled Novak. He's a major winner. Is it his preferred surface to win the way he plays? He hits the ball flat through the court? Probably not. Tsitsipas also is probably the next one who wins in. He won in Monte Carlo, Masters 1000. That was our first big clay court event of the clay court season. And he's been in really good form, consistent form right through the course of the clay court season. But Tsitsipas he's been finals of majors. Medvedev's won majors, so there's opportunities there. But you'd really, all of us, I think, the three at the top, because
we've lost Rog there, a bit of a dodgy connection. We'll try and get him back, but it just feels a bit empty going into the majors without Ash Barty, doesn't it?
Certainly different.
This is our first one.
Well, we're excited because the Australian
retired.
Was always, well, we in thought contention. That in contention. Mm. Yeah. You know, we always thought that we'd have an Australian there in that last week and, you know, maybe a quarterfinal, semi-final, and anything had happened from there. But it's interesting for those three guys to be on the same side of the draw.
I don't like it. You can't do anything about it, but like you want to see the best two in the final, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And again, I know it makes a semi unbelievable or a quarter unbelievable, but I want to see the best two players generally in the final.
Yeah.
Well, this is how the markets reacted this morning. Djokovic, $3 out to $3.25. Alcaraz has been $2.75 to $3.25. Nadal, $4 to $5. And Tsitsipas, who's on that other side of the draw, has been $8 into $6 to win it all. We got you there again, Rog?
Yeah, sorry, boys. I've just moved up into the Adelaide Hills, so I might
just hold that aerial a little wider, buddy.
Exactly. I've got one of those Elon Musk antennas.
We were just talking, Rog, on the women's side. I mean, we're just a bit flat, I guess, heading into a major without Ash Barty and Iga Świątek. Gee, I'll tell you what, she's taken advantage of Ash's retirement. She is on fire.
Yeah, we are, I think, from an Australian perspective. We go into the majors now and we're talking about Ash and her ability to win them, number one player in the world. So there's so much hype around. It's interesting, you know, that to not have her in the field. But as you said, Świątek's been able to grab hold of that baton as the number one player in the world. And she got it, obviously, by default, being the number two player, but with Ash pulls out and she wanted to be removed out of the rankings. And then, you know, but wow, has she actually played like the number one player in the world? 28 straight of match wins, 5 titles, successive titles. Definitely the clear favourite right now going into this championship. And Krejcikova, who's the number two seed, she's a defending champion, has been injured, so she's back. We're happy to see her playing again. She loves the clay courts of Paris. They're a different type of clay than anywhere else in Europe. And so it will be interesting to see what she does, but probably a little bit too raw for her as far as match play to upset Świątek. But I think that's where it's going to come from. I'd be very surprised if she doesn't continue on her run.
We're going to speak to you throughout the tournament, but just before you go, fearless predictions. Who wins the men's? Who wins the women's?
I like the story. I want the story where Rafa moves two ahead. He's one ahead. And then he creates the big chase for Novak and see how good he is. So I'm going to lean still with Rafa. I like him, and he's got his back against the wall. No one better to watch with back against the wall. And I'll obviously sit with the number one player in the world in Świątek. I think she's currently just a step ahead of everyone else.
Thank you so much, Rob.
See you, boys. We'll speak on Monday.